I stared at the TV screen in stunned silence for a moment. Then I pulled the Atari joystick to the right, moving my tiny square avatar across the flickering screen. The TV's mono speaker emitted a brief electronic bip sound as I dropped the gray dot and picked up the egg. As I did, there was a brilliant flash of light, and then I saw that my avatar was no longer holding a joystick. Now, cupped in both of my hands, was a large, silver egg. I could see my avatar's warped reflection on its curved surface. When I finally managed to stop staring at it, I looked up and saw that the double doors on the other side of the room had been replaced with the gate exit, a crystal-edged portal leading back into the foyer of Castle Anorak. The castle appeared to have been completely restored, even though the Oasis server still wouldn't reset for several more hours. I took one last look around Halliday's office. Then, still clutching the egg in my hands, I walked across the room and stepped through the exit. As soon as I was through it, I turned around just in time to see the crystal gate transform into a large wooden door set into the castle wall. I opened the wooden door. Beyond it, there was a spiral staircase that led up to the top of Castle Anorak's tallest tower. There, I found Anorak's study. Towering shelves lined the room, filled with ancient scrolls and dusty spellbooks. I walked over to the window and looked out on a stunning view of the surrounding landscape. It was no longer barren. The effects of the cataclysm had been undone, and all of Thonia appeared to have been restored along with the castle. I looked around the room. Directly beneath the familiar black dragon painting, there was an ornate crystal pedestal on which rested a gold chalice encrusted with tiny jewels. Its diameter matched that of the silver egg I held in my hands. I placed the egg in the chalice, and it fit perfectly. In the distance, I heard a fanfare of trumpets, and the egg began to glow. "You win," I heard a voice say. I turned and saw that Anorak was standing right behind me. His obsidian black robes seemed to pull most of the sunlight out of the room. "Congratulations," he said, stretching out his long-fingered hand. I hesitated, wondering if this was another trick, or perhaps one final test. "The game is over," Anorak said, as if he'd read my mind. "It's time for you to receive your prize." I looked down at his outstretched hand. Then, after a moment's hesitation, I took it. Cascading bolts of blue lightning erupted in the space between us, and their spiderweb tines enveloped us both, as if a surge of power were passing from his avatar into mine. When the lightning subsided, I saw that Anorak was no longer dressed in his black wizard's robes. In fact, he no longer looked like Anorak at all. He was shorter, thinner, and somewhat less handsome. Now, he looked like James Halliday. Pale, middle-aged, he was dressed in worn jeans and a faded Space Invaders t-shirt. I looked down at my own avatar and discovered that I was now wearing Anorak's robes. Then I realized that the icons and readouts around the edge of my display had also changed. My stats were all completely maxed out, and I now had a list of spells, inherent powers, and magic items that seemed to scroll on forever. My avatar's level and hit point counters both had infinity symbols in front of them, and my credit readout now displayed a number 12 digits long. I was a multi-billionaire. I'm entrusting the care of the oasis to you now, Parzival, Halliday said. Your avatar is immortal and all-powerful. Whatever you want, all you have to do is wish for it. Pretty sweet, eh? He leaned toward me and lowered his voice. Do me a favor. Try and use your powers only for good. Okay? Okay, I said, in a voice that was barely a whisper.